Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service, coming to you live from our studios in central London. I'm Julian Marshall. The conflict in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray is fast becoming more than just a fight between the central government in Addis Ababa and the governing party in Tigray, the TPLF. There have been simmering tensions between the TPLF and the government for years, and earlier this month, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered an offensive after what he said was an attack on a government military base in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele. The TPLF has now acknowledged that it fired two rockets on Friday at government air bases in neighbouring Amhara region in retaliation for Ethiopian airstrikes. It also accused soldiers from the neighbouring country of Eritrea of fighting alongside government forces. Hundreds of people have so far been killed while thousands have fled. There's a near total communications blackout with Tigray, but earlier we managed to get through to BBC Tigrinya's Germay Gebru in the regional capital, Mekele.
The city is now on this situation, on a war situation. From day one, internet and telephone line shut down. All private and government banks are closed. The people are living. The cost of the fuel in the black market goes up, and people can not move from place to place because of the shortage of the transportation. People are looking for money. There is shortage of money. And then people are in a very serious situation to buy those basic necessities.
Have there been any Ethiopian airstrikes on Mekele itself?
Yes, there are 3-4 times airstrikes, not in the city, but around the city. They claim that the military base is there.
What about elsewhere in the Tigray region? What can you tell me about Ethiopian airstrikes?
There are different information which I can't confirm from here, but some airstrikes were in different towns. People were killed by the airstrikes. And also there is heavy gunfire from the Eritrean side to Tigray and also from the Amhara.
So are you saying that the Tigray region is now coming under attack from neighbouring Eritrea and also from the Amhara region of Ethiopia, which, of course, is just next to the Tigray region?
According to the president of the regional government of Tigray, Dr. Debretsion Gebremichael, the attack is from three different directions, from the federal troops, from the Amhara special forces and militants, and the third one is from the Eritrean side.
What is the support for this conflict in Tigray? Are people backing the TPLF government?
What I can see in Mekele is there are thousands of youngsters who came to the administration and say that they want to go to the military training center to join the military. Yeah, they say that people, especially the young person, we have to defend ourselves. The attack from federal government and federal troops is against our identity. It's against our sovereignty and against our rights. So we have to defend ourselves from any attack.
Is there concern in Tigray for ethnic Tigrayans elsewhere in Ethiopia?
People are calling to their family from Addis. There are so many people, merchants, traders, teachers, who are working in Addis and now detained because being Tigrayan.
That was the BBC's Germay Gebru speaking to me from Tigray region. And residents of the Eritrean capital, Asmara, have reported loud explosions in the city. The cause is unclear, but it comes hours after a senior official in the Tigray region threatened missile strikes on Eritrea. Well, the Ethiopian government is taking an uncompromising stand, insisting that the TPLF administration disbands before any talks can begin. It has instead created its own provisional administration for Tigray to take over if and when the time comes. Dr. Mulu Nega is the chief executive.
The TPLF regime, I think, triggered the conflict by attacking the National Defense Force. So because of this, the federal government has lost its tolerance, because this is a total, I think, threat to the country. What the government is doing is to restore peace and stability in the country, also in the region in particular, and also to the enforcement of law. It's not a war.
But a lot of people wouldn't recognize what you are describing as a law enforcement operation, with Ethiopian planes dropping bombs and possibly causing civilian casualties in Tigray. That doesn't sound like a law enforcement operation.
The direction is, the operation is very careful, you know, especially to avoid civil casualties. And even the airstrike is also very careful on selected military bases only.
Can I just quote your own Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed? And he has said, "I've seen brothers slaughtering brothers on the battlefield. I've seen older men, women and children trembling in terror under the deadly shower of bullets and artillery shells. War makes for bitter men, heartless and savage men." And he was referring there to an earlier conflict that Ethiopia had with Eritrea. But is war really the only solution to Tigray's refusal to accept the authority of the federal government in Addis Ababa? I know that you have described this simply as a law enforcement operation, but to any objective observer, it has all the characteristics of a war between two opposing sides.
Yeah, you know, it is obvious, because as I told you, the Tigrayan regime has been triggering, you know, to get, you know, conflict with the federal government for the past year.
And the federal government has now fallen into the trap.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because it should engage to ensure the sovereignty of the country, because the TPLF mission is to destabilize the whole country.
You say this is not a war between the federal government and the Tigrayan people. Why has your government therefore been arresting reportedly hundreds of ethnic Tigrayans elsewhere in Ethiopia?
Because following the attack of the National Defense Force was, I think, carried out by Tigrayan people who are members of the National Defense Force. The federal government is trying to protect the civilians in the country, in Addis Ababa, in other parts, because of security issues.
So how many ethnic Tigrayans have you arrested elsewhere in Ethiopia?
I'm not in a position, because I'm not, that's not my job, but...
Hundreds, thousands?
No, thousands.
You say this is a law enforcement operation by the federal government in Addis Ababa, basically against the TPLF in Tigray. And yet there continue to be reports that Amhara militiamen are now joining the fight. And also Eritrea is becoming involved in this conflict.
But as far as I know, the Amhara, this is in response to the attack.
Have you asked for and have you got the help of Eritrea? No.
That is always, you know, the blame is there. By the way, I'm not entitled to give this information about this operation.
Why is that? Can you categorically tell me there is no Eritrean involvement in this conflict? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, this couldn't happen, because this is our issue. This internal issue.
So firstly, you tell me that you can't tell me, you're not in a position to tell me whether or not Eritrea is involved, and then you deny Eritrean involvement. Which is it?
Because I'm not in the operation, but this is my understanding, and as it is informed so far I have, as an individual, this cannot happen.
Dr. Mulu Nega, Chief Executive of the Provisional Administration of Tigray. Well, as I mentioned earlier, thousands of civilians have been fleeing the fighting in Tigray, and they've been seeking refuge in neighbouring Sudan, where I spoke to Jens Hesseman, UNHCR Emergency Coordinator on the Sudanese border.
So Sudan has received at least 17,000 people over the last 5 days from the Tigray region into eastern Sudan, into Gedaref state and Kassala state. We're seeing this influx at least 3 border points. Now, these 17,000, these are the people we're able to somehow register and identify, but I think there's likely many more in the border areas. I was yesterday in Hamdayat border point. As we were there, there were people pouring across the river at that border point using small boats. There were people walking up the hills. We have an existing reception center in Hamdayat, a very small one, but that was completely overflowing with people. And then in Hamdayat town itself, there were many Ethiopian refugees seeking shelter there.
And why are they fleeing?
So from what people tell us is that they're afraid based on the fighting in the Tigray region. They fear for their safety. They've talked to us about that there were people who were killed in that region, but I don't have the details exactly of what happened there. Some of them are coming with their belongings. In one border point, people are coming even with livestock and some agricultural machinery. In other border points, people carry some sacks, and many people come without nothing. So I've seen people over the last night sleeping on the floor with literally nothing because they just had to run so fast and they couldn't take their belongings.
But are they fleeing because of what has happened to them or what might happen to them?
We're still assessing the reasons for flight. The indications we have from the government of Sudan will grant asylum to all Ethiopian refugees arriving here. Now, the exact reasons for flight, we're not even assessing that right now, because now is not the time. Now is the time for life-saving measures.
Are you able to cope with this influx of refugees? I mean, do you have camps? Are you having to construct camps?
The influx is happening very fast. So on average, we have 3,000 people arriving every day, and tomorrow another 3,000. These border points are in extremely remote areas. The road networks virtually don't exist. Yesterday, to get to Hamdayat border point, we had to drive through fields, and it takes a long time. What needs to happen now very fast is some initial life-saving actions at the border. We need to provide food at the border, safe drinking water, and latrines so that there's no outbreak of diseases. The moment the population is in a reasonable good health status, but that can deteriorate very quickly. But the main objective is also to relocate people away from the border to a site where there's more space. Now we have found one such site in Gedaref State. We're opening a new camp there. We're constructing the reception center as we speak. The challenge is that the currently identified site in Umrah Quba is very small. So we can maybe accommodate there up to 5,000 or 6,000 people, and then we have to look for another site.
And I was speaking there to Jens Jesserman, the UNHCR Emergency Coordinator on the Sudanese border. Still to come, people take to the streets in Peru against the new interim government after the impeachment of the country's president.
President Vizcarra was declared morally impaired. Some people have accused Mr. Vizcarra of having taken bribes